churches are damaged as Georgia and Russia clash. A radio ministry rediscovers the lost writings of Corrie Ten Boom. And Java beans, English, and the gospel come together in Japan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence continues between Russia and Georgia today. It began after Georgian forces tried to retake the breakaway province of South Ossetia and warned of war if Russia intervened. Senior Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakubas says they have workers in nearby Vladikavkaz.
We have a ministry center that is reaching out to all those neighboring provinces, including Southern Ossetia. This is a huge catastrophe for so many people. About 2,000 people are killed. There are about 30,000 refugees.
Three churches have also been damaged. Rakubas says God has prepared the local church for ministry. They were united after the Beslan tragedy. Now they're ready to help with aid and trauma counseling. He's asking you to pray
that God would give wisdom and guidance how to deal with this crisis, how our national workers would find the right resources and be available to all these refugee families, but also to give for this ministry to reach out to families.
Pray that many turn to Christ. Next, human and religious rights organizations urged President Bush to raise the issue of religious freedom as he visited the Olympic Games in China. They got their wish. In an interview with NBC Sports, President Bush announced he attended church and also had frank talks with President Hu Jintao. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
I think it's remarkable that in the occasion of these Olympics that the President of the United States, no less than three times in an independent secular interview, brought up the issue of religious liberty and brought it up particularly with the President of China.
Despite the positives, Muller says
believers in China are still regularly, especially unregistered believers, harassed and persecuted by the authorities in a lot of locations around China. Our estimates are over 700 Protestant pastors last year were arrested for some period of time simply for normal church activity.
You can help. Go to our website to find out how. You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio has rediscovered the lost writings of Corrie Ten Boom from a forgotten archive of her radio programs. TWR's Tom Watkins.
These were programs that she had broadcast in Dutch and had never before been translated into English. So essentially, it's kind of like Fort Knox in terms of original content from Corrie Ten Boom that's never been translated into English.
The broadcast turned into a devotional called I Stand at the Door and Knock. Watkins edited the book and noted
there was virtually nothing that we had to change in terms of making something more relevant or taking a message and thinking what she's saying here really is not pertinent for today. It's remarkably timeless, the devotional thoughts that she has.
Through the rubble of post-World War II Europe, Corrie accomplished what brute force never could, conquering hearts across the world with the healing words of God's hope and love.
What our hope is that there'll be a whole new generation of readers out there who may not have been familiar with Corrie Ten Boom and her story in The Hiding Place, who will be brand new to this story.
Meanwhile, with a slowing economy and rising prices, many low-income parents are struggling across the U.S. They're often forced to choose between food and school supplies. That means many children don't have the school supplies they need. City Team Ministries is gathering backpacks and back-to-school supplies for children that come from low-income families. It's one way that they become the hands and feet of Christ as they interact with the needy. And the Evangelical Free Church is celebrating the growth of their coffee house church planning ministry in Japan. The Coffee and Chat is a place for people to come and practice English while drinking coffee. It's a relationship-building atmosphere without a specific gospel message. The second step is launching the house church. This is where the team reaches out with the gospel and then disciples those who put their faith in Christ. Pray for future workers for the coffee house ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month. Time's running out. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.